The show you are about to listen to is intended for mature audience only. There will be things said that may not be appropriate for younger audience and may offend you. We at Whatever Talk would like to apologize in advance, but really, get over it.
We talking about whatever, whatever that's on your mind, speak your mind, don't be shy, this is your time to shine. What up, dope people? Welcome to Whatever Talk, the show where we talk about whatever we seem to be talking about at the time. I'm your host, Donnie, also co-host of Trophy Horrors. Check it out. My partner, T. Cliff. You want to say what's happening?
Sometimes.
You want to say it this time?
Yeah, I'll say it. What's up, y'all?
And we got a guest again. I'm about to put on the spot right now. Stacey, the late DJ, is making her appearance again. And I'm about to ask you right now, folks, is this like the temporary permanent mark for you right now?
I guess you could say that.
Well, we gonna say that then.
Temporary permanent. Temporary
permanent. Whatever one you wanna run with.
Whatever that means. Well, she's back again. Say what's happening.
What's happening?
Tag team back again.
We ran for that like 3-4 episodes. We gotta come up with something new.
I mean, like, it's like when you say that, it just comes to mind to say it.
This is episode before the last one. But hey, you know what? The Wayans brothers can do it in their Wayans brother TV show, recycle jokes. So hey, we can recycle jokes. Because they most definitely recycle jokes in their series. That's another series I seen beginning to the end.
Good.
It didn't have a conclusion episode, though. It got canceled.
Oh, of course. All Wayne Brothers stuff get canceled. Never makes it to the end.
Of course. Look at the... But one thing that should have got canceled that didn't get canceled, the scary movies.
Well, they said, you know, Illuminati took that over, so that's why.
But hey, this thing on Illuminati bull crap, man. You got to come up with some other stuff besides this Illuminati.
Well, that's what Marlon's Sean said. They brought it up. They said they was done with it.
They said the Illuminati took it over.
Yeah, they said they wanted them to do some more, and they said they didn't want to do it anymore. But so Illuminati took it over and rewrote the script. That's why they wasn't in it.
Well, I don't know about no Illuminati, but I was just getting ready to say they didn't have nothing to do with a lot of them, right?
After the second one. Yeah,
the first two, it was them and the three.
And they made like three more after, right?
Oh, four more, I think. Four,
was it four more?
Yeah, they got
Or was it three more?
They got three,
four. Four or five.
I thought it was
It's not a six.
I think it's three. Okay, three more.
Three more. I would say this. The one with Anthony Anderson and Kevin Hart, that's the third one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I will say that was decent.
What are you doing? Reaching for some nuts?
Yeah, I was gonna say the back and forth between Anthony and Kev, that was some pretty hilarious things. Especially when he said, "Man, my uncle woke up dead. Man, how he gonna wake up dead?" When he went to sleep, he was alive, and then when he woke up, he was dead.
Like, man, you smart.
That is some hilarious stuff right there. Well, we got a good show going on this time. And I got to say, the last show we did, I must say, it was just because Stacey came along, it was one of the best shows we had since...
Since I joined.
Since episode 19. That was the last episode when Nika was on. And I'm gonna admit it.
I think we did some good shows without her.
No, we did some good shows. I'm not saying our shows wasn't good.
I was funny.
I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying the quality, as far I feel that the shows were much better when we had a female on the show. And ever since 20 on up until 39, it was.
Are we on 39?
Well, we're doing 40 right now.
Oh man,
last week was 39. Yeah, when we hit that 50 mark, we're going to have a reunion with Nika.
Oh, okay.
And hopefully Stacey will be around that time, too. So
she will.
So she can say, "Nah, I got your spot."
Yes, let's have cake, and I'll be there.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about something I've been thinking about a long time between hotels and motels. Also, we got some
holidays.
Beyonce news that she got all y'all females confused in genderless restrooms.
Again, I'm not the only one who thought about what's the difference between a hotel and a motel. Am I the only one who thought about that before?
Well, before when we didn't know.
Okay.
You pretty much step in them, you know the difference.
Okay, well, technically, they are the same thing. Hotel and motel are the same thing. It's just wordplay. Okay, hotel is basically, you know, a place where tourists come. You'll get combinations of, you know, rooms and other good stuff that hotels have.
Peanuts and stuff.
Motel is a roadside hotel.
And the smell.
But the reason why it's called motel, because they use that for more of what they call motorists over tourists, even though they technically the same thing, but, you know, motorists are more of the people who are basically road tripping.
Bringing their cars to the front door.
Road tripping. So the mo in motel is wordplay for motor. That's all. They're the same thing. It's just wordplay.
I thought hotels.
That's interesting. I basically knew it was the same thing, or in my mind, I was just like, it's the same thing. However, I never understood why it had two different names, but I'm thinking like maybe it was because hotels are classier and more upscale, and motels is just something that, I guess, it's a quickie thing. I don't know.
I thought because the motels where you take your moles at and the hotels where you take your holes at.
Well, you're both right in the real world. You're both right. But if you want to get technical, the man says it the other way. All right. That was just something that would cross my mind like many years ago, middle school, high school type thing. You know,
dummy years.
Yeah, dumb years. The dumb years. Not the wonder, the dumber.
The dummy years.
The dumb years. I thought about this too. Now, we had a conversation with this at the workplace. We had a previous workplace about Beyonce, how she got y'all females confused, and she is confused as well. That one song, Diva, is a female version of a hustler. No. Diva is nowhere near a female version of a hustler.
Why not?
Because. First of all, I knew this before I looked up the word hustler and diva, but I always got a chorus, like I said last episode, court of law, gotta have facts.
Okay.
So I got my facts here. Hustler is misunderstood also, because one definition of hustling means, you know, hustle up, move faster, you know, get it done at a hasty pace. And also is a forcefully, what they call it, a forceful enterprising, meaning that, like, you're, yeah, I guess you could say, what you call those on the street hustlers? Loan sharks. They're businessmen. Yeah, they're businessmen. Okay. Or, you know, they doing business. They got their own business, but they forcefully doing their business, meaning, like, huh, you take this loan, you don't give me my interest, I will forcefully come get collect. You know? That's a hustler. Now, diva, on the other hand.
Okay. What?
Okay. Diva is a famous opera singer. Nowhere near hustler. Of course, there are other definitions of it. Also, the other definition of a diva is a woman regarded as temperamental or haughty, with meaning arrogant. Basically, an unstable creature. So again, Beyonce and other females following behind Beyonce, diva is not a female version of a hustler. Okay?
Well, maybe she's trying to make it that way.
Well, she's Beyonce and this is America. And if you're Beyonce, Jay-Z, Mike Jack, or somebody of that status, it's possible you can get it done. I'm quite sure in Webster, they have her version of a diva in Webster. I'm quite sure they do. Because in America, again, money does talk.
I mean, shoot, if you can get T.I. to be the king and he ain't nothing but a rapper slash
Hustler.
Drug Hustler, right. I guess you make that into a king, I guess you can make a diva into a hustler.
Or slash diva.
Right. Or slash diva. T, I ain't say he did. But yeah. I guess so.
T.I. stay off the T.I.P. of my.
I ain't never gonna go to rest. He gonna be looking like, what can I say after that? After he say that, I'm changing my name.
You leave me alone, T.I. before I tell. Before yes, I will tell. And he about to be facing some more charges anyway.
I don't know.
I thought he about to face some more charges or something.
I don't know. I thought he stayed out of trouble.
This is T.I. we talking about. Sure. Mm-hmm. This is T.I. slash a rapper.
Well, shoot, he ain't went this long. I knew he was going to get in trouble for something else, but I ain't heard nothing.
Well, it's supposed to be toss of him and Smokey Don Robinson. She looked like she turned herself into Smokey Robinson. His girl.
You talking about Tiny?
Yeah. Come on, when she got that so-called eye surgery, which was dumb as heck, tell me she looked like Smokey Robinson.
Her, she supposed to be pregnant.
Probably
coming with another.
Oh, okay.
Yep, she coming with another little one.
That's a shame.
Shoot, for who? They got the money. I know T.I. That's a T.I. tight with money. He said he don't want no more children.
Well, he should be tight with money. He is.
He said, I already got five.
I'm going to do one more kid. Huh?
I'm going to do
one more kid. You a diva?
Only when I don't eat.
So
what is your definition on diva?
Unstable when you don't eat.
Yes, Mary. My definition of diva is the old school definition of diva. I don't know about no opera singer, but you think you run the world, I guess.
Okay,
I
think you
does. The urban definition of diva, independent woman. Independent woman. Diva.
I don't think independent woman is a diva because independent women are independent. A diva, she make demands. If she's independent, she gotta fulfill her own demands and commands and all of that.
My mistress, you might say.
So you saying you agree with me? Divas are unstable creatures.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to get a confirmation.
Beautiful, unstable, rich,
For my actual female, I just wanted to get a confirmation from my actual female. That's all I just wanted to say.
Think they can be pretty much anything you say that we have said so far. Diva can run a long way, tell you the truth.
I'm sticking with an unstable creature. That's what you are if you are a diva.
I think they beautiful women who got a little bit more power. That's what I would say. Put it in a nice way.
Okay, we can't put unstable
beautiful women in power. No, you saying unstable creature. I ain't say that. I'm not calling them witches. You calling them witches. Y'all know what I mean. But I'm not calling them that.
There is nothing nice about an unstable creature. There's nothing saying nothing nice.
I said in a nice way. I said beautiful with power. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm. If you want to save a creature, you want to save a creature.
That's true.
Like I said, sorry about that mama, but she wants the kids to call her Grandma Diva.
Grandma Diva. Okay, you better watch that word now. I heard it ain't nothing good.
Grandma Unstable.
Grandma Unstable.
All right.
Mama, if you listen to this, he said that, not me.
I want to talk about this genderless restroom type thing. This is like a couple years back, but of course, most laws don't get passed until years later sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
Because the way it's signed.
Yeah. But the mayor in Seattle wants to have all single occupant restrooms genderless. Before I got a hold of this news, I heard about it on DL the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Radio show.
Word. That's the only show you got.
And I thought they were talking about something totally different when I came across it. That's why I wanted to talk about it in the news. I mean, we call this the show the news. Mm-hmm. But when I came across it and it says single occupant restrooms, well, that puts a whole different light on what DL was talking about and what I'm about to now bring up. Okay, we know they want the single occupant restrooms genderless. What I'm about to bring up, because to me that makes sense, I get into that in a second. What I'm about to bring up is, what do you feel about genderless restrooms, period? When you go to a club or a restaurant.
And like all the bathrooms they got inside the casino.
Yeah, the casino.
Or the stalls, rather.
Yeah, or, well, anywhere, any restroom you, any place you go to that have.
I have like 100 jokes going through my head right now.
any place you go to that has restrooms in it where it's separated by male and female, every bathroom, genderless. What do you got to say about that? Before you answer that, what do you got to say about the single occupant being genderless? Because again, to me, I can understand that versus what the main question is. Because it's one bathroom. And I know you've seen them before when you go to the restaurant and they got the single occupant restroom and they got the sign on it.
Because they can't afford more than
they got a female / male symbol there.
Yeah.
Which, like, again, to me, that makes.
Female gender and
female gender and the male gender, but they / when the single occupants. But to
I'm talking about the one where you show the genitals.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. That must be like the you talk about Gloria, old man.
Huh?
You talk? Never mind. Nothing. So again, that to me that makes sense because both genders going in there anyway. You just got to knock before going in there,
right?
So that to me that is cool. But what do y'all again? What do y'all feel about my question I posed? All restrooms genderless. I think that's crap. What do you think?
I don't like the idea because if I'm out on a date, my whole purpose for saying excuse me, I need to use the restroom.
Shoot, me too.
I want to go touch my hair or refresh my makeup or I might have to go in there with. You know how girls like to go in packs and pairs. Now I might say, okay, come on, girl, let's go to the restroom with me. We go in there, and I might be talking about how ugly he is or how I smell his butt from across the table. I don't need no other men in there hearing that and all that. I don't need no men in there. Well,
like, hey, dog, know, she in there dogging you.
Right, right. And not only that, you know, I have malfunctions. I don't need no men walking in there looking at me fixing my bra in the mirror and stuff like that or pulling my panties out my butt. Like, come on now. No, let me go. Brush on my lips, fix my outfit, get myself together, and then walk very pretty back to my
you go in there 50 on makeup, then he walk in like, shoot, I gotta pee like a mug.
Like a mug.
Or I could be in there fixing my track and he walking in like, girl, I thought that was natural. I'm
okay, first on that one, you need to cut him loose anyway, cause he already know. Ain't no chick walking around with natural hair no more.
Talking about wait a minute, that's real hair. Why are they coming out those scalp?
It's some.
It's some, yeah.
It's some. You one of them sons. Yeah.
No.
Like,
while she in there fixing. She'll be in there fixing her makeup. He'll be on the toilet on the phone like, girl, her weave make me itch. Right. Y'all both be in there ripping it up. Like that soup, yeah.
Any man that walk in there, and I'm at the sink, just or even in the stall.
Damn, girl, you
all right? And I see a man looking me in my face, right back in the stall.
Like, girl, I think that's mighty cute for you to actually do that in front of me. I think that's cute. You are marriage material.
And like I don't agree with it because I tell you, I haven't seen it, but I heard it that sometimes now these just the white girls. When I was working at Comerica Park in the bathroom, the girls they used to come out. They used to think it was funny. They used to come out and throw their bloody tampon on the floor, so the others can clean it up. I don't want to walk in and see that.
Yeah.
Now what you?
All right.
Hey, yeah, I was gonna get on that because I have been in my share of female restrooms. This goes all the way up into from high school, all the way up into I ain't gonna say present day because I haven't been in my fair share of restrooms, female restrooms, in quite some time now. But y'all restrooms are way nastier than our restrooms. Way nastier.
Well,
ours might be funkier.
Oh, we have some nasty. Both parties have nasty restrooms, but y'all restrooms.
That's as nasty as I heard of it has gotten, but I haven't seen a nasty restroom like a man natural because he act like he don't know how to use it in the toilet instead of on and around the toilet. And I think
you
that's
got
very nasty.
In front of the thing.
That ain't nothing. Let me tell you. A couple weeks ago, right? Now, my sister, she talked to this boy, right? He got his own house, right? Own crib. Went over there, looked like a spot. But she said that she was so uncomfortable, she didn't take her shoes off and need to take her coat off. But she went to the bathroom. She spent the night there because they got there late. But in the morning, she walked in there and she swears she saw a puddle in front of the toilet. Instead of in it, like, you don't know how to use the toilet?
A puddle in front of the puddle and around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then another thing about that is that Jasmine made a good point on the DL show. Mm-hmm. Is that what if you're being stalked that night and you go to the bathroom and by being generalist, the stalkee has already beat you there or follows you in and then there you go.
Come out the dark like surprise, witch.
That's when you gotta put that gun permit to use.
Well, the thing about it, but this is you go to jail for protecting yourself up in Michigan. What's that law?
You talking about the like the self protective law?
Yeah. Oh, stand your ground.
Yeah, that's
stand your ground is some BS up in here in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Depending on where you shoot them.
Something I have to deal with because you ain't gonna stop.
Just shoot him below the kneecaps. Shoot him below the kneecaps.
I've been handcuffed and in the back of a car, but they ain't never take me in. They had no reason to.
Oh, okay. Don't mention something that somebody that might be listening to, and now you they got a confession from you now.
What you say, that's what you say. Like,
they all innocent in prison. They all innocent.
Everybody, right.
I don't know what the inside of a jail look like. That's on TV, and that's probably fake. So, I don't know.
That ain't fake. They do. What do you think they do it from? Where they get it from? From prison.
So just because I had the cash in my hand, I didn't do it. Just because I had the blood and the knife in my hand, I didn't do it.
I was just picking up off the ground because I didn't want nobody to step on it.
I'll admit to what I did.
That's the same thing I said, too.
He was waiting in here, and he caught one, a hot one.
Okay. Let's keep this moving on course. But and then another thing that came across my mind is that it's goes back to the last episode. You don't want to put yourself in that situation of what might happen when in a genderless restroom with male and female being in there.
Right. That rape thing, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to. That raises the stakes kind of high, mm-hmm. in my opinion. So I think this whole genderless restroom is okay for the single occupants restrooms because technically, those are genderless restrooms.
My thing
when you
is
really
true.
Look at it.
It can be genderless, but you better not come in here while I'm in here.
No, but the thing, but it ain't gonna work because that only applies to the single occupants.
They're not gonna have the locks on the doors no more.
Yeah, they might have the locks. Well, no, because you're not gonna have the locks. You had the locks on the stalls, Like, you go in the stall, she take the urinal, or vice versa. Vice versa. Because this is all, this is really thought about, when the article said this is really to make a point that we have transgenders in the world. But, again, because, you know, I kind of explained this before when we had that, it's called the Trans Mix Podcast. And I forget what episode it was, but that's the title of it. If you go back and listen, I explained there where when you have a transgender, you're only changing your outward appearance of what you say you are. You a female, you want to be a male, or you say you or think you a male, you're only changing the appearance of you being a male, meaning, but you're still technically and biologically a female. So, I don't know how to, I really don't know how to say, like, if you're a transgender, which one will you go into without havoc? But if you real, I guess, but if you real good, if you had a real good surgeon, I guess, wouldn't nobody notice that, hey, I'm a dude going into a female bathroom.
Well, I mean, they talked about that on D.A. Hoogly, too, about the general, Bruce, what's his name? They were saying that until you have that operation, then you still should go, you know, well, he should still be locked up in a man's prison until he has that operation. Even to if go into a woman's prison. Just like I believe, like, going into the bathroom until you, well, unless you fake it off and you just go in and you, I guess it would have, all depends.
Anybody really going to notice unless you just really happen to have them really defined cheekbones of a guy and you walking around as a female. But again,
because some people still have things that look like guys and they look like women, or some people have things that are like women and they guys. It all depends.
But what you're saying, even with the operation, he's still a male.
Right.
He's still technically, biologically stronger than females because males are born with that. So
that makes it all right for him to fight a woman?
I wouldn't say so.
Would. He probably just gonna win a lot, but
like you to be so small, you really strong, girl.
Right. No, I say that that goes without saying.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. Even if he did have the operation to have it snipped and turned inside out or whatever, however the operation is, he's still biologically a male. You only changing the outward appearance again. Yeah, I don't. At least, unless I'm overlooking something in the research I've done, is you can't really turn a male into a biologically female and vice versa.
Okay. They still can't get pregnant.
Yeah, you can't get pregnant. You
might look like one, but you still male to me.
Yeah, so again, this whole generalist, to me, the law is one of those petty, stupid laws or whatever you want to call them by changing single occupant restrooms into genderless restrooms, because again, technically they are genderless restrooms because it's only one bathroom, one toilet, only one can go in at a time anyway. So to me, I think that's pointless for you to look for another reason for taxpayers to pay whatever it is they got to pay to change all signs that are single occupant restrooms into genderless restrooms.
If you're going to change them into genderless, I want some of those Clorox wipes.
Because sometimes you females miss the toilet too.
I just go because you know that means you got every different kind of butt on that toilet. So I want, if I'm sitting down, I want wipe. I don't want the cover ups. I want them too, but I want a wipe first because I want to wipe the whole toilet down.
Yeah, that's the cool.
I think they should keep those in. I think that should be a law too. I think they should keep like the Clorox wipes or some disinfectant spray or something like that.
Right. Yep.
In the toilet, in the bathrooms, like on top of the you know, the ones with the lid sitting on top. If it don't have a lid on it, leave it somewhere in the spa, and somewhere in the bathroom. No, it should have
something like the toilet
that you can clean, because I have a real issue with that.
Me too.
I don't even use public restrooms.
You should have a phobia of using public restrooms.
I don't even use personal restrooms. If I visit somebody, I'm not going to use your restroom. If I do,
you can use mine. You can use mine because I got Clorox wipes.
Toilet, and once the toilet is wiped down, I still got to cover it with about 2 or 3 layers of tissue because I don't sit on toilets. I don't sit on toilets.
You can sit on mine. I got Clorox wipes.
But yeah, that's really all the show. I forgot. I had an update. I didn't really forget it. I just didn't want to update it because I didn't care about the topic. But since it was mentioned on last week's episode and it was a update since then, I guess I'm obligated to update it. Well, Black Youngster got arrested for basically banking while black, having 200,000 of them things in his possession. And the lady told him, you ain't supposed to be having all that money on you, basically, because you're black. But come to find out,
he not black.
He ain't black. That he has a very good makeup artist that put on, nah, he black. come to find out, it was later on that week, an employee at the bank said he never even came to that bank to even make a withdrawal, nor does he even have a bank account there. And on top of that, I thought it was extra fishy that the statement had an actual bank number for the account, as far as like it told how much he had in the account and that stuff. Because even then, you're not allowed to say things like that in the media. Not even the bank teller, if it's not you coming in for the account, like it's not your account, they're not even supposed to disclose that information to you.
Wait a minute, I'm lost. So he didn't have an account. The money wasn't his?
It was his manager's account. At least that's what the report says.
So his manager sent him to the bank to get that money out?
Yes, but even so, unless the manager is with him, even a written letter or a written statement saying, I'm allowing this person to get
this money. Right, you got to have ID and all that.
They can't do that.
They
need
ID.
Yeah, ID, right.
You can't have,
wait a minute. So all the controversy is on this guy. I never heard of him. So, excuse me.
Me neither.
All the controversy is on this guy. Yet, he had the money, correct? He had the money in hand. So, did the bank teller lose their job? Because
he always had that money with him.
Either he already had that on him, or he came from somewhere else from doing something else, and he had the money on him.
He's supposed to be doing something when he stopped by the bank or something.
How did they catch him with the money on him?
Because
how did they catch him? Like, was he doing something?
The thing about that was they said there was a fraudulent checks was being written previous to him being held by the cops. And
why did the cops have him, though?
Because he, according to what the cops said, he fit the description of whatever type of description they gave him. Because the description they gave him was pretty vague. Even though they did catch the guy later on that really did rob it. And on top of that,
you got a bad case of luck.
Yeah, it was basically with this guy, Black Youngster, I think it was more of a publicity type thing.
Maybe so.
Could be.
Because I still don't know who this guy is.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, I never heard of him. I guess he's just local.
He got
to be local. No. He signed with, at least according to the article, he signed with Yo Gotti. Yo Gotti signed him. But it was his manager's account that he was so-called, that was stated into the article. The 1.3 mil was supposedly, that was supposed to be his manager's account. Not, because what I was thinking when I first seen it was two different updated stories about this. One giving the cop side of the story, which was a bunch of blah, 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 because cops trying to cover up for them taking down a guy banking while black, basically. But then another one came up about the teller or the bank employee, you know, stating that, you know, this guy never even came into the bank, nor did he even have a bank account with us. That right there made me say, like, well, this got to be some type of publicity.
It got to be a publicity stunt. Yeah. Don't nobody know who this kid is, and he probably just trying to get out there, so he's trying to make something in the media, something in the news to get known. That's what it sounds like. You can't go into a bank without ID and pick up some money.
That's going to bring it to a close of Whatever Talk. Write us at whatevertalk@gmail.com. Before you write at us, you have to listen so you can know what we're talking about. You got to listen on Podomatic.com, iTunes, Podbean, and SoundCloud. Now, remember, not all episodes are on those media sites because we are too broke to get the premium account. But I still have all episodes. If you want to listen to a previous episode, which I do recommend all up until now, just get at me again at whatevertalkshow@gmail.com. And, you know, that'll be great. Leave us, write us about anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be about what you heard on this episode. It could be about anything you want to say, get off your chest, whatever. Again, look at us as your counselors without the papers. Was you enlightened by the difference between hotel, motel, Holiday Inn? Because technically all three of them are the same. There's a little bit of wordplay. Now you know. Diva is not a female version of a hustler, Beyonce.
She's going to make a special song about you.
Please, Beyonce. You need to educate yourself on that, Beyonce.
You know how she liked the whole man. She's cool. Going to make a special song about you. His name is Donathan Dobson. You can get at him at all of that.
Cool, Beyonce. Just remember, this is a man's world.
Oh, she gonna make a song called "This is the Woman's World." You ain't gotta start it, nah.
You're right, Donathan Dobson. This is a man's world. But always remember, baby, it wouldn't be nothing. It would be nothing. It wouldn't be nothing without a woman. That was me doing Beyonce. My bad. I'm sorry.
She gonna make a song. Don't say nothing, Donathan. Like I'm putting my stilettos in your ass. Remix.
Also, give us your opinion, your comment on genderless restrooms. Do you think it's a good idea or not a good idea? Not talking about single occupants, but restrooms in general. Do you think it's a good idea to have genderless ones?
No, it's hard to be comfortable with another guy in there. What do you think about putting a woman in there?
Mm-hmm. No females, we don't be looking at each other's penises at urinals.
Sure. Well, at least not the straight ones.
That's another reason why they shouldn't have it.
Well, girls.
Girls. I'm in there so much taking people to start thinking I'm the bathroom attendant. What's your occupation? I'm a penis peeker.
Oh man, that
like the water's that. Water's cold, yeah, and deep too.
On that note, man, I can't even penis peeker.
Like, girl, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. This is what I do. Oh,
I can't even segue over that one. Oh man. That was great. Jess, you know what? We're going to leave you on for last because you might be still peeking at penises. You got some shout outs, Dave?
She's going to be a dick holder. Okay, I got to show you how to aim it. I got to show you where to aim it at.
And she going to have that mama voice on too. Like, see, this is the hole. Not the toilet seat. You don't pee on the seat. This is where you pee at.
My lady, I'm married.
Good. She'd be happy I told you this.
I want to give a shout out to my co-host, part one and part two, 3D, digital. Anyway, I'm going to give it to Stacy, the late great DJ, on the mic. Shout outs to my fam. Shout out to the listeners, all the dick holders, and you know them. Everybody was.
You know what? A lot of guys would try to be hardcore on that statement that you just said, but a lot of guys would be pretty uncomfortable having some random chick just come and hold they penis.
Oh, you can hold mine anytime. I don't care.
You know what?
I'm open.
Whether I was married or not, I will not want just some random chick to come hold my penis, because you never know. She might have herpes on her hand.
Oh, yeah. So you got to put some gloves on. You got to put gloves on.
Oh, now you want to think about it.
Oh, yeah. Put some gloves on.
No, it's too late.
Or at least some soap.
No, you already got it. You already got it, T. Too late.
From the hand, you can't get no herpes from no damn hands.
Stupid motherfucker. Don't you know you can catch that shit, too?
Thank you.
No, but can you really get that shit on your dick?
Mark. Oh, mine is clean. I said mine. I ain't say everybody. Oh, yeah, put some gloves on. Because I don't know how many you ain't touched. You ain't touching mine after you touch somebody else. Unless you touch mine first.
Being a penis picker or a dick holder is a self-employed occupation. So you must bring your own materials, including gloves, lotion, etc.
Whoa, wait. What do you need lotion for?
You know what you need lotion for.
I mean, some ashy balls, okay?
No, wait.
Having an ashy penis is not cute.
Now that right there is too much. If you walk out the house and your stuff is ashy, but like that.
Okay, you know what? Let's just continue to go close out our shout outs.
You're gonna get a lot of shout outs after this. For Stacy.
Because I
want to
shout out myself.
You sound like a D with a meme.
Sure enough.
That's all you shouting out? Is just yourself?
Oh, yeah, me. I'm a diva today.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, that's straight up diva material. Just yourself. Okay.
She must be looking at herself in the mirror right now.
Okay, well, I want to give a shout out to the listeners, of course. You guys rock awesomely.
Hey, listeners.
Huh?
She said Mitch's.
Hey, listeners.
Oh.
I thought she said Mitch's.
it's a little late for that, too. We closing out. And she's going to say, hey, listeners. Yeah, she's really feeling herself.
Feeling herself.
But we'll give a shout out to the listeners. Thanks, because you guys are still listening. I appreciate that a whole lot. Hopefully, you continue that and take friends to listen, and family members, and any other divas you might know. Penis peekers, ding-a-ling holders. tell them all, because they all invited to whatever talk.
Dick beaters.
Including the genderless. You all invited too. Give a shout out to my host, my partners. T-Dot, thanks, man, because you've been here since day one, and appreciate it, because even though I could have did this show uno, it would be pretty silly talking to myself.
I'm ready to get paid, man.
Hey, man, I'm ready to get paid, too. hopefully she'll stick around for net shows to come, but we're gonna call her co-host the sequel. Stacy, thanks for being here, coming along again. You bring so much to the show, and on this particular episode, I'm kind of glad you ain't in person, because I'm married. I don't need you holding my penis, and the family, thanks for letting me do this thing. You know, allow me to give me the time for myself to go do this. Thanks for being there. My little girl had a little accident today. She slipped and fell.
Wow.
on some ice. And she was in the hospital. But it was nothing. She just got some bumps and bruises. And I gotta say this, T-Dot called me It was like, because my wife had put it on the Facebook, because you know what? That's what all Americans and people of the world do. They put the business on social media because that's what's hot. And he was like, man, everything all right? And it was like, she only had a slip and fall, just bumps and bruises. She just bruised a little bit, sore.
I thought it was the mama.
Yeah, he thought it was the mama. And I was like, man, you know, I would have straight called you on out, man. You've been the first person I called. Like, man, it finally happened, dog. It finally happened, man.
Y'all go to episode one.
No.
It was when we first talked about her.
Now, episode, I'm going to patch it in. But, episode one is we brought up the topic of what she decided to give a question to, comment on, and I commented later on her comment, which was episode 5, I believe. But I will patch it in, and I will leave it in the description. Please go back and listen to that. That's one of my favorite episodes. But until the next time, whatever.
Let me upgrade you.
If you would have made it this far, but then you made it to the end of the show, you can stay posted, but we gotta go. But wait a minute, leave a comment, tell us what you think about it. Come again, tell a friend, tell whoever listening, whatever talk.